Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, to another edition of the Sideline Junkies podcast in conjunction with Clear Production TV Radio Sports. Myself, I'm the boss, BJ, the show's host, the big guy, KG, and it's Tuesday night, so you know what we're doing, Joe the Fan, with the one and only JoJo. How you doing, JoJo?
Hey, guys, how y'all doing?
Good.
Good to see y'all again. Back, good to be back again.
Hey, man. Good always welcome. Absolutely.
And really, really quick, JoJo is sponsored tonight by one of our great sponsors, Helen Hunt Motors. If your credit won't get it, your change is strange, and your money is funny, go on down to Helen Hunt Motors. It's only one location, so it's near you. If you need a great car to get you from point A to point B, go to Helen Hunt for it.
Now. You should be able to find it. Just take a drive. You'll be able to find it. Trust me.
Now, we got JoJo here for a limited time, so let's get this thing started. Midnight Rider will join us soon. D, South Carolina, Lady Gamecocks, win another championship. This is Dawn Staley's third overall championship. Second in the last 3 years, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah.
And
second three
undefeated.
Undefeated. That's hard to do with anybody. Who is it? ACC?
ACC,
that's right, yeah. That's hard to do for anybody to do. You know, it's a great shout out to her and all the hard work she put in, all the sacrifice she put in to get these ladies together, teaching them, learning them. I was actually listening to some of her past players talk about the steps they went in when they got kneeled and things like that. And we, you know, we hear about a lot of other coaches, I guess, maybe because, of course, it's ladies, it's kind of new to the ladies, per se, because we haven't really had that many stars, per se, to, you know, to really be looking at big kneel deals. Maybe something, maybe in the area, you know, if somebody living around an area too, maybe something small, but I'm talking about falling on big stage, you know? So that's pretty good. I'm just happy for them. It's been a long, long season. There was a get back tour for them for real, cause they got knocked out last year, way too early, but it happens. So, and give the shout out to Iowa Hawkeyes as well. You know, even though they got Kane Carter, don't get me wrong, we have heard some names that some people weren't really too familiar with. Stokely, Martin, I forgot the other young lady names, but you always need you'll definitely need Robins, even if you got that star player. You need a bunch of Robins out there. They got to know that role as well. They got to know, hey, we know we ain't the best, but we could work our tails off, which is good for Coach Boulder, that's her name as well. As well for putting those ladies together and making them, you know, making them work hard, making them run, making them not just stand around watching. It's easy to stand around and watch the star all day long, and you just sitting back, getting complacent, forgetting about the, hey, that ball's going to come to you at some point. Can you make a three? Can you make the shot? You know what I'm saying? So kudos up to those ladies.
JoJo, let me ask you a question, because you played sports before, and you've seen over the last year or so just how – the women's basketball, we just talk about women's basketball right now, just the game just shoot up into the moon. Yeah. And just give me your thoughts on that and kind of what it means to you and going forward, what you expect from the women's game and how you think that the WNBA draft is tomorrow night, I believe, right?
Nope, it's the
15th. Next week.
Is it next week? Okay, next Monday. Yeah. Next Monday, okay. And you got a whole bunch of star power coming out in that WNBA draft. So tell me how you feel about the college game going forward and how you think this translates to pushing the WNBA.
Man, this is it. It's been a long time coming. You know, the WNBA this time, fellas, everybody, artists cannot get this wrong, in my opinion, because I'm 45 now. So you got to think about it. The league starts at 97. So people are making it seem as if, you know, let's just get rid of it. You know, the NBA, I'm just trying to go by. NBA wasn't starting off that great as well. Luckily, we had the men to help far as, you know, financing per se, subsidizing is a better word. But for me, it's just been a long time coming. We've had some stars come through that I thought it might have been it then, you know, that, oh, this is going to be it. But looking at the marketing and things like that, I see why a lot of the where it hasn't been where, in my opinion, it should at least be somewhere near to this point. But man, I just think this is it right here for me, BJB. I just think that this is a grand opportunity to snatch not only all eyes, women especially, but even men too, but especially women, young girls. You need to be support. You know, we sit here and we talk about a lot about the guys and all the time, but this 90, when me just doing a little bit of research, because I've been in big debates over the past couple of days about the men's game and how many men and women watch the game. So, the men do take over in the NBA as far as a viewership. So, like you said, ladies, we got to get involved in more. We got to watch more. That starts with me, too, for us also attending. But moving back to your question, it's got to be now, in my opinion, B. You got Caitlin Clark. You got Reese coming out. That's the biggest rivalry. We haven't really heard of a rivalry like this in women's basketball, and I don't know how long, maybe ever, because it's always been either when you had a top heavy somewhere, and then as far as when the leagues got started, I mean, it's pretty much, you know, spread it around. Everybody wasn't really that much going on for rivals, but this is it, in my opinion. This is going to be a great rivalry. I hope Reese can make it on to the Mystics, please. She's got to be kind of like hometown, you know, even though she's in Baltimore, not DMV, Baltimore. But it's still, per se, we say DMV because a lot of people don't know where Baltimore is. So you just say DMV for those asking. But, yeah, so Baltimore and Maryland right there. She gets right down here to D.C. practice, revive basketball all over again because Mystics already, we got our championship not too long ago. We're still trying to get back up, going back up top. Delly might be retiring from soon or bad back issues. Tasha's gone, so we could be starting off over with the young ladies at this point. You know, so I just think it's going to be a good opportunity. It's a great chance to get things going, to market those two young ladies especially, and get butts in the stands and viewers watching. They definitely will watch, in my opinion, now that Caitlin's there. And I'm not taking nothing away from her. I think that sometimes we got to embrace all that. And I know it sounds a little bit haterish when we hear some of the people like Taurasi. I'm not sure if you guys had watched any of it, but it sounded like she was hating. But for me, it's just competitive. Like one thing about the ladies, honestly, in my opinion, on all sides, as far as I'm saying, even music, like women are very competitive. End of the day, no discussion or debates. But now that we are having a bigger circle, in my opinion, of young ladies coming in, they do got to try to bring them in, help them, you know what I'm saying, trying to tutelage them a little bit, especially the Diana. Now, she has a hell of a career. Like, I want to see where that goes. Not just always competition, which I know it is, but I just want them to be a little bit more bracing, some of them, especially like the Diana Tees, the Stewies. I'm not sure if you watched it. I watched it on ESPN, but it can sound a little bit haterish. You know what I'm saying? On some, like, wow, like, y'all don't think she's going to be, okay, wait a minute. I mean, you saying that on national TV like that, but even though you're thinking it, because as we already said before, guys, when they get to the WNBA, people do not want to lose their spots. It's not a bunch of teams. It's not a bunch of teams, not a bunch of people on the rosters. And they added one, I believe, but so people don't try to lose their spot to no rookie. You understand what I'm saying, guys? So it's coming off a little bit. We don't want to be too haterish or too competition, but we do also want to embrace those young ladies. B. And I just think, going back, I'm sorry, I'm all over the place a little bit. Nah, I just think it's a great opportunity. I'm happy. I'm psyched. I was just talking to a buddy of mine about this. Somebody for me to be always watching, and sometimes I can get a little complacent myself with not watching, because you know it's just like, man, where's the marketing? Who's the people? Who are playing? You know what I'm saying? Like, what's going on for that day? Besides my team, I didn't really log into too much other things because you don't see them on commercials. So this is the time right now. As soon as these ladies get drafted, the WNBA market, push. NBA, push, market, hey. And I'm not sure if we're going to get into that content, but we'll wait. I'll wait and see. I was talking about the that asked in the group. We'll see if y'all get to that before I gotta get ready to get out of here.
Okay.
But what you said was absolutely right. You basically getting ready to catch lightning in a bottle. So you gotta do something with it.
It's coming. Yeah.
You know, and I've been saying it for months. You got Caitlin Clark, you got Angel Reese. Everybody's trying to pit them against each other. It's, you know, one ring versus no ring, and then it's black versus white. It's Larry Bird versus Magic Johnson all over again. All they got to do is just do their thing.
Yeah, you know. Just do that thing, man. I love it. I embrace it. I hate the race thing get thrown in there because it skews the whole how they're playing out there. And then it just goes way left. But I get it on that stint of we're going Larry and we're going Magic. That's how you got to do it. You know what I'm saying? So it's all in fun. You know, people, I love my, you know, everybody. So it's not, you know, I just think we in reality that we just know, so we should market it like that. Or just we got to market it, KJB. We really do. This is it. And it's going to be, like you said, that lightning in the bottle, because I hope they're ready. Let's put it that way, because this is about to be a storm that I don't think we've seen like this, ever on the women's side.
Yeah.
What y'all think, fellas?
I think you're 100% correct. And here's the big thing. I think this is the type of thing that's going to make or break the WNBA, because the NCAA has already did the legwork. You already know who these women are. You know their names. You know their stories. You know they've amassed a following on social media by themselves. They already have NIL deals. So when they come in the WNBA, they're bringing all that with them. And like JoJo said, this is it right here. The only, and y'all correct me if I'm wrong, the biggest like back and forth rivalry I can think of was Lisa and Rebecca Lobo.
I think that's
probably like the biggest one. New York and LA, of course, two big markets.
Yeah.
But I agree with y'all. We've talked about this on the show before. This is it. This is it. I think, you know, let the women be the women. You don't have to compare them to the men all the time. They're doing their own thing right now. And I think that's where the breakaway has to happen. They have to stop comparing it to the NBA and Steph Curry. They have to branch off on their own. I think they're doing that. And this is it right here. It's going to be excitement around the draft next week. It's going to be excitement when Caitlin Clark play her first game. Angel Reese. Yeah. And I know I'm forgetting it's like the top
Cardoso.
10.
Cardoso. You got Cardoso. She's going to be
Cardoso.
Gone.
Yeah. That top 10 in the WNBA draft from the mock draft, like that's star power. Like each team is getting something they can market. They better put it on shirts, buttons, sponges, shoes, Crocs. They better be things in the arena. I'm serious. Like this is
This is the
opportunity to boost the league. And like people don't realize this league isn't even 30 years old. If you go back,
that's what I know.
If you go back to the NBA, they were struggling. Dr. J helped bring some up. Wilt and Bill, and then when Magic and Bird came in, it just pushed the league to another level. And I think this is where we are with the WNBA. And I've always said the ladies got to be patient. It's going to come. You just got to wait for that storm, that perfect storm. And the storms that have come have been off-center. Woo! They haven't landed. It's been E1s and E2s. And now you're kind of in at E5. And it's coming. It's hitting a direct landing. And the WNBA got to take every opportunity right now to take this and shoot it to the moon.
Yeah. You're right. Hey, listen, I'm a Wizards fan, so I wasn't even born yet when we won. So I'm still trying to be patient. I'm hanging in there. It's coming for the WNBA.
KG, we got a comment. Oh, welcome to the Midnight Rider. How you doing today, this evening, sir?
Doing good, man. Doing good.
Good, good. We got a comment from the one, the only, the Don.
Yes. It says, will this help the women get paid more? It should.
Hopefully it will. Yeah.
It's going to take 2 or 3 years. If they get this lightning and run with it, because remember, you got to redo the CBA. You got to do a couple of things legally to set a, you know, because you just don't want to just give, you can't give money out, but you got to set, you know, certain standards and metrics and stuff. But I definitely think this is going to be it.
And then also, The wife checking in. She says, good evening, family. Good evening, bread maker.
Good evening.
Good evening. I got to send you the check for makeup good and hair.
Over on Instagram, the big dog checking in. He said he watching to have a great show. He also says the WNBA went downhill after the NBA took it over. Women's college is the best basketball right now, hands down. And I think it is. I absolutely right, because you look at the viewership and how everybody was invested from beginning to end. Most of the time, everybody didn't get invested in the women's college basketball until about Sweet 16. From beginning to end, everybody was invested. It was great coverage. Now, something that JoJo said that I agree with, their championship game should be played in prime time. Only reason why it couldn't have been done this year, because that was WrestleMania. So they would have been going up against WrestleMania.
Well, so there's nothing really going to be. Oh, if going back to that, as I said before, my whole plan wasn't to. Because I've seen some people misconstruing what I was saying. I'm just saying, I knew it was going to break numbers. Common sense and logic. We already seen it last year break numbers. This year broke numbers with LSU and Iowa. I mean, only Nashville's going to break it again. You know what I'm saying? But the point I was making was, like you just said, prime time. There should be, put it this way, there should be nothing going on NBA or basketball. Now, you can't control everything, the WrestleManias and stuff like that. We can't control that. But control what we can control for right now until it gets another spot. Don't question, maybe one day WrestleMania to change that day. Or somebody else may have to as well. We start baby steps. Baby steps. You got to start somewhere. Hey, let's start it right here with where we at. NBA is invested, correct? As I said, they should just shut it down. I mean, they subsidize. They help. When I say that, I mean they help subsidize NBA. It's one game. It's not like, well, listen, one game can't be slid a day or slid back or added.
Well, they already make it for college because they have a natural partnership with college. So why are they? Why are you expecting them to take 2 days off of the schedule?
Because if you, it just like this is just me, is my opinion. I just feel as though if you are marketing them as you say and you care about them as you say, the ladies are coming to the WNBA, right? Isn't that your product? The same way as NCAA. I mean, I'm in talk. Your product is about to step a foot professionally on the basketball court.
Can we be honest? Who's watching regular? We talked about this on the show. Who's watching regular season NBA games?
Like, not really many people.
If that game, I understand WrestleMania, because WrestleMania this year was a huge event. Rock came out. I understand all that.
Y'all even had me watching it. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
I understand that. But if you, the NBA ain't the same game. So. If you put, you know, like JoJo said, something got to be switched over.
Slide a game. Just one game.
Slide their game so it could be in prime time, you know, and let them go at their own slot and get, you know, everybody can get home and get their dinner and put their feet up on the sofa and watch. And not like, did you know the game came on at 3:00? Like, no, I didn't. Everybody's like, why is the game coming on at 3:00? But.
A lot of people ask me that. Yeah. But also, you got to think about the people I forgot on my West Coast. It's 12 o'clock for them. I was like, oh, you know, I wouldn't even think about them. Until he was like, yeah, you know, it's 12 o'clock. Why we can't just put it in prime time? Like, that makes sense too. So I guess we could just start baby step, put it in prime time, if that's the case. Since we have a lot of people so upset, I said to slide one game. I don't understand. Like you said, we barely watching it.
I'm gonna disagree with you because.
Okay, so not this one.
No, because I mean, we talk as fans, and stick with me when I'm saying this. As fans, we talk about the memories we had created when we watched certain games, and we could watch the whole game. So now we have kids who actually have the ability to watch a game from start to finish. They don't have to worry about it being in prime time, starting at 7. And then their bedtime and their bath time is involved in the process. We're actually giving these kids the opportunity to experience it firsthand and to build their love for the game. So you don't have to, I don't think you have to move this to prime time yet. I think you take your time with it and you let yourself build some more stars, because you're starting to get stars that are transcending race and culture. So you get your what's the young lady for USC? Watkins.
Juju Watkins.
You get her. You get a couple other players, and I think you got to let this up some more, because the transition, like Angel Reese, in my theory, Angel Reese and Caitlin Clark aren't going to be able to take the whole momentum and carry it.
Oh no!
So they need some help.
They won't.
Now there is a good thing going on. I don't know if you guys seen it, but if you go to buy tickets for the Indiana Fever right now, their cheapest ticket, especially for the Mystics game right now, is $219.
Yeah, I saw
and I'm guaranteeing that they're going to end up moving that game from where it is to Cap One, as long as the dates don't conflict.
Yeah, I know. I did see Indiana. I can't remember which game it was, but they already moved one game to 20 where it holds 20,000 people. I can't remember what it was for. I don't know if it's season opener. I'm not quite sure which one it was, but. But yeah, I mean, I guess I understand what you're saying, but at the same time, for me, I'm just part of put the gas on the pedal, because I'm saying that because I mean I definitely understood that was a different point you did make. I never thought about as far as the trying to get it up and going, because like you say, we don't have that many stars coming in after that. We do have some, but like you said, they freshmen about to be sophomores, so we'll see how it go. But for me, I'm just like, why? Like the championship game, why should we be waiting? When I just feel as though that's an easy fix on that for me to just put it at 9 something. Even if you don't change no games at all, just put it at 9 or 8 or something along that line, you know, for the people, everybody can watch. Like you said, kick back, put your feet up. You ain't rushing from church trying to hurry up or whatever people have going on Sunday early. 12? That.
But you got
I have a rough time with that, even when if a 12 p.m. game, a football game, it's tough.
But weren't you had Tuesdays in prime time and they moved that because people weren't people were checking out on it.
Okay, see, I didn't know that part. So the championship game used to be on Tuesday.
Yeah, it used to be on ESPN on Tuesday nights. And then they moved it to Sunday, and then that's when you got ABC involved, because now you give them, instead of having a cable connected network, you got a network that's locally broadcast.
Like to Android, yeah,
you can get got access to more people.
Okay. Oh, I could be wrong, but I'm still gonna stick with my guns on it. I still feel as though these people need to move. I need to just change it. And I rather like my thing is, because I'm just afraid that I'm almost like at a on the thread here, because I'm like, do we go full force or do we just let's just back it up again, and then we back it up again, then we might be not in that same, you know, same boat.
And I get where JoJo's coming from. JoJo's in the Corvette. She's in the C8. Yeah, she's ready to go 170. And it's something you got to be careful of, because if you go too fast, too quick, what's the fallback? What's the repercussions and the consequences of going too fast, too quick?
Too quick.
And because anything that gets force feed down your throat, you're going to get tired of it, you know, and it's going to be too much too quick, versus taking over territory at a time, walking your way into the enemy and then taking over. And, you know, that's slow. We know slow and steady wins. But I understand where JoJo's coming from, because it's like we've been waiting for this and it's time to go.
You know, BJ normally, BJ, I'm sorry. Midnight Rider normally reels me in, even in our other groups. So, yeah, you guys might be right. I'm just going to always put that foot on the gas. So, sometimes I need somebody to roll me back just a little bit. But I still think that we should be in at 9 p.m. Or, like you said, but I didn't even realize that they've been moving it around. I just thought it was just how I've been going. Mm-mm. But I didn't put that into, think about that. But appreciate that part.
Couple of comments. Perry says WNBA had its highest ratings last season. With this draft class expected to continue. I agree with that. Matty Ice, shout out to my Cleveland. Had a hell of a long weekend. Showed up for the ladies, the Eclipse, and the Guards home opener.
Shout out to Matty for winning the men's and the women bracket challenge.
Yeah, he came back in the men's. Yeah, he won both.
All right, so what we're going to do, we're going to set up a little chat with Maddie for some bets on the side.
Matty Ice also said men's game started at 9:20 is just stupid. It always is. I could have sworn the men's game started early.
Around 8. Yeah.
Because
I thought it was right.
Because that one shot in moment always kisses right up against midnight.
Mm. It does. Oh, don't worry. That's coming in a minute. You know, I got that loaded. That's coming in a minute. Perry also says, you got the Aces and the Liberty super teams, the three superstars with the lovely Skylar Diggins and Sinead's sister.
That's
going to
Seattle
and Caitlin joining Aaliyah, Boston, and Indiana might be the best group of teams since the inception. Ain't nothing going to ever be better than my comments. I'm sorry. We had a big three before anybody knew what a big three was.
Yeah, that three. That three, maybe four.
Yeah, because they won the first four championships. You had Coop, Swoops, Thompson. Still had Parrot. You still had Jennathar Kane coming off the bench. You had Mwani Mabika. Man, don't start me.
I would love to see that this today.
Oh, my goodness. They're running over.
God, I don't know. That Vegas team kind of nice, though.
Coop played every minute. That first season, she played every minute. She was a dog. She carried us to that first championship. That 18.9 million viewers knew that game was coming on. That's true.
Yeah.
Highest rated game, men or women, since 2019. He corrected that, 2019. Dead on as usual, Midnight Rider. And he also said, why can't Hidalgo Page back next year? Yeah, we do get, because Juju was just a freshman. And the big dog was.
You also get a healthy
announcement over on Instagram. Starting Monday, Clear Productions TV radio network will be a 24-hour network. So you get to see these faces 24 hours.
Hey, guys, I got to get ready.
Get your coffee.
Go ahead. Do your thing.
Okay.
All right, JoJo. Appreciate it.
All right, guys. Thank you guys for having me on. No problem. Right now. Bye-bye.
All right.
All right, so that means we got to get – we got to get a Keurig machine. We got to get coffee.
You got to kick her out. There you go.
She got it.
We got to get sugar cream. Yeah, I got to tell me what type of cream y'all like, because that's a lot of work, man.
Perry said the grass. The grass. Matty Ice chimed in. He said, watch, I will bomb on the hockey picks. I don't know. Matty Ice, he been on fire the last 2 months, man. Yeah. And shoot. Matter of fact, we're talking about comments and being on fire. Perry been on fire, too, because a lot of things that Perry said wasn't going to happen. I mean, Perry said was going to happen. So, I'm sitting back in awe right now. So, you guys are already on fire. Fellas, any thoughts about this game? Let me before you even give your thoughts on the game, let me ask you guys a question, and then we'll move over to the men's side. Does this put Dawn Staley on that Mount Rushmore with Pat Summitt, Geno, Muffet McGraw? Does it put her on that Mount Rushmore?
I think she needs one more. Like, if she can get this in a repeat and have like a 4 and 5, I think she does. And the other thing I want for her not to do is I want her to resist the temptation to go to the other side. Like, I don't want her going to the men's game, going to the NBA. I want her to stay right there in college, maybe move to another school in college, but stay there, because I think she's building up enough of a thing where I think she's being paid almost $10 million. She's being paid in the neighborhood of some of the men coaches. So it's no need for it to go anywhere. And I just want to keep that pipeline of talent going to her schools and just spreading out. Because right now, I think the biggest difference in the women's game is you're getting talent everywhere now instead of at two schools or at three schools. So now you're getting other people involved. And it didn't hurt that we got the heartland, the middle of America, Iowa, involved in this game. Because I think that also helped bring some eyes to the table.
Absolutely. No, I think the cast is being made to put her face up there. I think they're only losing two players for South Carolina. One thing I don't like, I'm a homegrown person. I don't want to see her go to another quote unquote big name school. Make South Carolina the next Tennessee. Make South Carolina the next UConn. Stay there. Build. Make it, because we already know what college sports does for towns. You know, that we saw what it did for Colorado and Boulder with Deion, Coach Prime. Okay. She's having that same effect. I want to see her stay there. Now, she gets bored with it and she wants to move and, you know, try, you know, her, you know, the next level or something. Okay, I get it. But stay there. Build South Carolina into this powerhouse. Like I said, the casting is being made for her face to be on that mountain. I agree with the guys. One more.
And that's
one more. Do it.
Perry said one more just to pass Mulkey. She doesn't need to coach men to validate her greatness.
Exactly.
And she's losing Cardoso. So okay. She's losing her bid. But now, for me, of course, we going on well over 30 years. I've been watching Dawn Staley. I've been a fan of hers well over 30 years. I remember the impact that I saw with my own eyes that Dawn Staley had. I went on a trip to New York, and there was a young lady that was on the trip, and we were all in the gym, and she was playing with the men. And I was like, you handle the ball real familiar. She said, yeah, I'm a big Dawn Staley fan. For the rest of the trip, all we did was talk basketball. We talked basketball. We talked X's and O's. We talked about backdoor cuts. We talked about hitting off a screen in the middle. Like, we talked about everything. And when we played together, it's like peas and carrots, man. It was like we had been playing together for years because we talked about it. And her basketball mind was there. So, yeah. And I never heard anybody else before that say that, you know, Dawn Staley was their inspiration. But, and of course, her name was Dawn. So, she was real cool. Real cool. It was a church trip. Stop looking at me like that.
No, no, no. I'm just saying, on this show, you got to watch what you're saying in the context you're saying.
It was a church trip.
Oh, I think the Midnight Rider knows what I'm talking about. Hey, you got to watch what you – hey, look. I'm just saying.
Perry, exactly. Hey, and then her fits, man. She coming out in them Louis Vuitton jackets. I said them jackets like almost $1 million.
You know,
favorite ACC women's player ever.
You know how big brand names are. They probably giving it to her because that's all they're talking about her wearing. So that's even more publicity for them. So we got paid for it. They don't have to pay for it. You get that status. You don't have to pay for that. You walk into your office and there's gift bags there. You know.
All right, let's move over to the men. Congratulations to Dawn Staley, the South Carolina women, winning another championship. Iowa put up a good fight, just couldn't hold on to it. No slight. Hey, as always, next year. So, UConn repeats. First repeat champion since 2017, if I'm not mistaken.
No, it's longer than that.
I thought it was Florida.
Florida. Wait. The Florida.
No, I haven't seen that pick.
I got you. Jeez.
I have not.
Oh. I haven't either.
But first repeat, Dan Hurley and the UConn Huskies, who I picked to win, 37-3. Big East team wins it all. I always go with the Big East. 75-60 over Purdue. Zach Eddy turned in a hell of a performance, man. 37-10. 37-10. And Perry says 2007-2008.
If somebody else on Purdue turned in some numbers, they might have been maybe, you know, but that's what happens when you play in college sports. The further you go, the better the teams you get, the more you get exposed on your team's weaknesses and certain people's weaknesses. So, but man, shout out to UConn. Maybe Perry knows, he's listening. I don't know what they're losing next year, who's coming back, but I think right now Duke is the favorites to win. If you're betting, I think Duke is the favorite to win.
You talk about scoring falling off. Eddie had 37. Smith had 12. Nobody else scored in double figures for Purdue. That was it.
And that's why they lost like they did. Matt got an update. Caps and Wayne still 0-0, about 7 minutes left in the second. Okay.
Caps need to come on and pull that out, man. Playoff lives is hanging in the balance. UConn, Newton gave you 20. Castle gave you 15. You got 11 from Spencer and Klingon. And, you know, after that, it's just like nobody's in double-figure rebound. This is a team effort for UConn. This is a team effort to win this game. So, shout out to them. I don't have much on this game. I mean, I kind of knew it was going to go like that, but
we don't own the rights to any of this music that we play.
Come on. I'm about to get copyrighted and shut down. My checkbook empty.
Okay.
Just letting you know.
You got to give them a little bit of one shining moment, man. And that's the Luther version, too. JoJo chiming in on YouTube. I wish she coached WNBA, but I understand why she loved coaching the young ladies. Yeah, she's a coach. She's a developer. That's she is. She's a developer. Thoughts on this game, gentlemen?
I mean, I think you said it right. I mean, it played out the way we thought. I mean, UConn had some ridiculous stretch where, like, they've led by at least 10 or more points for large stretches of the games they've been playing in. And they've been having these runs. They'll get on a run, and it's like, it's close. And then next thing you know, not so fast. So, yeah.
And that's really nothing else to say. They had the horses, you know. They had the horses, and they showed their will and imposed their will on Purdue, and that's all she wrote.
And I think they do a good job, denying the basketball, making you earn every trip. Once I saw that, I knew it was going to be a tough time for the teams they played. And I think that's just how it's going to be for them next year, too. I think they're still slated to be in the way too early top five next year. I think there's Carolina at five. I think Duke's at three. I think Houston's one. They might be two, and I can't think of who's four. So they're projected to have a good team.
Is Georgetown anywhere in that projection of top five?
I mean, we're talking about teams that's going to lose 20 games or more. Yeah.
Top five, if you wear that gear outside, you're going to get heckled.
Well, here's the thing. Matter of fact, I got a video to post in the group too. But we're talking about next year and way too early. I really think that if Georgetown is able to poach some talent from the transfer portal, they'll win double-digit games this year. Next year. Just my thought. Perry says Duke has the class coming in with Cooper Flagg. I think UConn losing three.
Mm-hmm. But you know what it is? I mean, we're talking about the leagues now where you're getting a guy that came in from Dayton who played 3 years. Now he's on your squad, you know, helping you from three-point land. Or you got a kid that's a 6'7" wing that's helping you with defense. You know, you got these guys that are now more willing to sacrifice pieces of their game. And I think, as evident by Calipari moving to Arkansas, I think we know that this image in this world that we're in of basketball, the landscape is changing on how we develop our college teams. I mean, it's now, you know, coaches aren't even really going into a lot of the high schools now unless you're top 50, top 100. If you're a three-star, you got to go somewhere just to get on and then hope that you can transfer over to somebody, you know, after a year or two. That's KG, the great part.
KG, what's on the docket next?
Oh, my. Oh, my.
Yeah, you saw the oh, my, too?
No, it's something totally different.
Oh, okay.
Something totally different. Yeah, I just did. I checked it, Perry. I checked it. Next up, this is the full class for the Naismith Hall of Fame has been released. And I got both of you gentlemen here, so I want to get your thoughts. So let me get back to it here so I can give you these names. And you just give me your thoughts on each player. We talked about Chauncey Billups and Vince Carter Thursday night. So Chauncey Billups, Vince Carter, Michael Cooper, Walter Davis, Simone Augustus, Fallback Baby, Dick Barnett, The Logo, Jerry West, Doug Collins, and Michelle Timms. Your thoughts on this class?
The only one I'm going to comment on is Simone Augustus. I got to give a shout out to the Sporting News. They used to do a section called like the up and coming players or whatever. And there was an article on this young lady from, I think she's from Louisiana, if memory serves me correctly. And she was 13 and they were in a gym and all you heard was a boom. And it was her dunking the basketball. And then I guess they watched her play and they were on her, I think her eighth grade year. So to see her go from 13 to now being inducted in the Hall of Fame, that's dope. And it also makes me feel old because I done seen the whole span of her career from college to pro. And I think, I don't know if she's still playing or not. But even she had a great run when they first got into it. I think she went to the Lynx, right, KG?
Yeah.
I think she was with the Lynx and they won like two or three titles early. So, yeah.
Mute button. I think it's a solid class because we've been killing Hall of Fames last couple of years. I don't have no problem with this class at all. I like it.
KG?
I was surprised that Michelle Timms was in it. I'm thinking that she would have been in a long time ago. For those that don't know, she used to play with the Phoenix Mercury the first few years of the NBA, WNBA, and probably one of the best point guards. Like, when I say floor general, when I say point guard, I mean it. She's just that daggone good. Just that good. So that was surprising. But I like this class. I gave my thoughts about Vince Carter. I mean, you can be critical of Vince Carter. I mean, he's a talent. Let's say what he is. He's a talent. You knew he was gonna be Hall of Fame. It's just that after those Toronto days, rephrase it, after those Nets days, it was just all right, basically all you're doing now for the last 11 years of your career is running and jumping.
Oh yeah. Caps up 1-0 with 2 minutes left. Dylan Strome, glove side.
Bet.
Matt already on it in the comments.
Well, I was waiting for KG to give me a break. That's the only reason I didn't say it.
I'm sorry.
Nah, you good, because I wasn't going to cut you off.
Perry said Jerry West is as a contributor. So that's his third time going in. Caps draw first blood. Strong. Fellas, I'm sorry I'm a little distant right now, but I just got a little bit of news that kind of stung a little bit. And for those of us that grew up in the area, the New Market, down in Hughesville. Apparently, it's no more. It's a farmer's market, open air farmer's market. You could go down there and get antiques. Matter of fact, one time I went down there, I got BJ, you still got your cans of motor oil?
Yes.
I got BJ some Castrol cans of motor oil, actual old school cans of motor oil. Because you can't find that nowhere, and it never goes bad.
Who don't need a couple cans of motor oil?
Hey, you can go down there and get a tractor, all of that. But apparently, the farmer's market is no more. And that's why I was off and a little bit, because I was trying to find the picture for the Hall of Fame, and it just that saying that, and it was just like a gut punch. So yeah,
but it's a new day and age, man. People,
right?
You know, the things you used to do, farmers markets, and even you know, like garage sales and stuff. It's just like people are not doing those things anymore. Not like we used to do it. You know, you see those transitions as you get older. And like I always say, we know why when we were in our teens, the 30 and 40-year-old were, you young people just don't know. And you get to see some of it now where you lose things that you came up with, you used to frequent a lot. So, it like, you know, the biggest thing is the malls.
Light the lamp again, Ovechkin.
Jesus.
7.2 left in the second.
Jeez. All right, Caps. Okay, Capitals.
What, Ovechkin is on some crazy streak of like 16 or 18 goals in like 13 games, something ridiculous. Because at one point he's now at 30 goals on the season, and people were wondering if he would even get 15. But this last little stretch, whew. He's been on fire.
Great eight.
I know Maddie can correct me on the exact numbers, but yeah. I'm
trying to get this comment
here. 30th goal season.
Whew. Obi said with 8 seconds left in the second, Caps 2-0. I love it. Final thoughts before we get up out of here.
Nats had a good win out in San Fran last night. The rookie Lipscomb had, I think he was 3-for-5 with 3 steals. First time a rookie's ever done that. Josiah Gray went on the 15-day DL today. Issues with his, what is it called? Your flexor in your arm.
Bicep?
Nah, it's the lower part. So it's like elbow/wrist area. It's the lower half of his arm. Okay. Sticking with the hockey thing, we'll say lower arm injury. And they just called up a dome. That's nothing. That's probably just because he had the next availability without compromising somebody else or making somebody pitch out of turn.
All I got is just piggybacking on, you know, when we had JoJo on the show, like this is the WNBA time. They're getting an influx of stars, an influx of momentum, people that kind of already built their brand. So it's like you can't drop this ball. You're like you're walking through the house with a china, piece of china. You can't stumble. You gotta take that to the cabinet, put it up. And that's where they're at now because it's there now. Everything that we've been talking about with the WNBA, what they needed to do, you know, it's here, and it's time to do it. It's time to stand up and get going.
I think they need something to happen, something that makes us want to dislike a certain team or create a rivalry. I know there's some natural rivalries already, but I think that's going to be the kicker, is like who becomes Indiana's rival. How does Vegas set out in all this? Are they going to be too dominant that you're not going to have that team to come back and make it, you know, make it interesting and make it worth the while? And another piece they got to work is the attendance piece. And yeah, Prey, we talked about Coach Kyle real quick. going to Arkansas?
I think that's going to be – I don't want to say that's going to be easy part because you already got so many people that love and hate Caitlin Clark. You already got so many people that love and hate Angel Reese. So when they come to town, even if they're not playing each other, you're already going to have that divide as far as who likes who. You know what I'm saying? Because like I said, they're you know them from their college careers. So when they're coming in, now they're on your favorite team. And, you know, they got to make their own way in the WNBA. And then they're going to have the ladies playing. Like JoJo said, they're competitive too. You're going to have ladies coming in like, you're not scoring on me like that. You're not going to do me like this tonight. You're not going, you know, you're not hitting 10 three-pointers. So, you know, you're going to get physicality with Caitlin Clark and Angel Reese and Gardola, all of them. All of them going to get it. Because, like I said, when they coming in, somebody got to go.
Yep. Perry said, you mean the Liberty, that rivalry, Indiana and New York, always.
Okay. I mean, hey, that's what we're here for. Help me out.
Oh. Help
brother out.
Brianna versus Caitlin.
Yeah. That's look. The main thing is not to force it. Let it come naturally. Let you guys see what develops, and they're going to develop their own little rivalries. I'm telling you, it's going to be enough to talk about. Trust me.
Well, they already started laying the groundwork with the championship cast where Taurasi and Berg made comments talking about you can do that against these 18-year-olds, but now you got to do that against us. So it's already starting.
Here's the thing, and this is where people are entirely too soft for me, because you talk about being competitive and having a fire. If you can't deal with the trash talk, and I'm not saying it's the players that can deal with it, that can't deal with it. It's people that can't deal with it. Oh, Taurasi's hating.
Right.
She's not, you know, she's not embracing the new kids on the block. And no, I'm not. You coming on my block. You're coming into my house. You think I'm going to embrace you to be like, oh, here's the keys. Here's the food. Here's the money. No. You got to earn it. So, yes, you're going to get strapped up. Yes, you're going to get your shot blocked. Yes, you're going to take hard fouls. You got to take all of that. That's how you pay your dues. Show that you can come back for more. That's how you pay your dues. I like it because the vets going to come out to these young rookies, and it's going to be a thing that's woo, woo. And Perry said, and that was the embrace. I love it. So thank you, everybody, for joining us. Thank you, JoJo, Perry, Matty Ice in the comments. Greatly appreciate it. We'll be back on Thursday. We'll have something to talk about. We got stuff to really, really get into. Where are we going out at?
No, I was pointing out, because don't forget the YouTube, the Instagram people and the YouTube people.
Oh, yeah, Big Dog. I'm sorry. No, don't forget Big Dog. Big Dog joined us earlier. So don't forget the Big Dog over on Instagram. Appreciate that. I am so sorry. Glad you mentioned that. And JoJo said, yeah, it's why I mentioned you got to earn it. Yeah, you do. You can't just walk in there and expect them to give you the keys. Perry said, last week of the NBA regular season. Maybe we can talk some play-in and some playoffs on Thursday. We can definitely talk that. So, until then, that's the Boss BJ. That's the Midnight Rider. I'm the Big Guy KG. We don't do no overtime, y'all. We are out of here.